You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com. Here we go. Hey, everyone. Welcome to KoopaCast number 64. Today, we're going to be talking about the newest Nintendo Direct that came out today, literally just 2 hours ago, or 2.5 hours ago. I am your host, as always, for KoopaCast, Matt Paxton, the Multimedia Manager here at PNN and PureNintendo.com, your independent source for all things Nintendo. I'm joined today by a very rare, rare special guest, Tristan Myman.
Hi, everyone. And yes, it is rare. Well, it does feel like it.
It's been a very long time, a very long time.
Yeah, I've been recently moving to a new apartment and adjusting to another position at a different job. So that's all settling down now, so hopefully I'll be around for a lot more KoopaCast to come.
All right. And later we will also be joined by Justin Sharp. So please stay tuned for that, if for anything. I will say before we begin, as always, you can always tweet us questions using our Twitter handles. I'm Purely Matt. That's TMyman89 over there. You can tweet us questions during the podcast using the hashtag KoopaCast. And for this time, I've hijacked the Pure Nintendo Twitter account. So you can also tweet at Pure Nintendo your questions using the hashtag KoopaCast. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. This Nintendo Direct was actually our largest one yet, and I think to everyone's relief, it was not an April Fool's joke.
I was really hesitant on pretty much everything I saw. You know, release dates, not so much, because that doesn't seem like something Nintendo would joke around with, but I was kind of waiting for something. I was waiting for some kind of a stab at the holiday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. But, you know, usually, I mean, with Nintendo, they're big companies, they're usually good with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If there would have been, like, some April Fool's Day thing, we would have known it right off the bat.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been so silly we would have picked up on it, is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Nintendo kind of likes to play on the theatrics like that.
Yes, they do indeed. Okay. So the first thing that was announced was, they started off with Smash Brothers. A couple of new DLC announcements. First one, of course, was Mewtwo. That's going to be showing up on April 28th. It will be free for people who have purchased both the Wii U and 3DS version. Tristan, do you have both versions?
I do. I actually did the review for the 3DS version. Shameless plug if you guys want to check it out. But yeah, I did that. And yeah, I totally picked up on launch night Smash Brothers for the Wii U. So I'm pretty set with that free character.
Awesome, awesome. So yeah, you'll be enjoying Mewtwo and in the future Lucas as well. Did that come as a surprise to you when it came up?
I was not expecting Lucas. I'm more ecstatic about it now because I've actually had the chance to play Mother 3, and so now I feel like I have more of an understanding about Lucas and his character and his abilities. So I think it's gonna be great revisiting him and, you know, testing him out in new Smash Brothers.
I gotcha. No, I mean, I thought it was interesting too, because like when they came up, it literally said Lucas comes out of nowhere. It was like, that's pretty much exactly how I felt about that.
Yeah. Because I feel like people were probably at first, you know, because I was one of them when Brawl came out. I'm like, you know, who's this Lucas guy? I immediately assumed he must be like Ness's brother, or, you know, something like that. Little did I know he was actually in a Japanese only title. But it's really cool seeing him come back, and I think it's really cool also Nintendo acknowledging the Mother 3, which again only saw a Japanese release. So, you know, who knows? Maybe this is going to be Nintendo's way of trying to lean towards more of that title.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. I really do hope that more Mother titles do make it here across the States.
Absolutely.
One being Mother 3, and then in the future, you know, if they are going to work on the Earthbound franchise again, you know, I'd like to see that, definitely. Earthbound because I've been too busy.
Yeah.
But do you think this is going to pave the way for, like, future DLC? I know that the director for Smash Brothers said that there was no way that a new there's going to be paid DLC in the future, like, after Mewtwo. Concerning new characters, but with Lucas coming out of nowhere, do you think that we're going to see like a shift in this kind of policy?
I think we easily could. I mean, like, yes, absolutely, it does take a long time for these developers who work very hard, you know, to, you know, make these characters, their animations, their move sets, and things like that. But I definitely think this could pave the way for recurring characters that we have grown attached to. Or, I mean, also when you looked at the end of this, the part of the direct where they actually wanted people to go into a poll and type in, you know, what character would you like to see, kind of thing like that. I mean, that kind of paves the way for, you know, we'd love your opinion and feedback, and possibly might bring back a character either from the old retro days, or maybe just, you know, someone from a more modern title. Heck, I mean, like, what's stopping them from actually putting a Splatoon character in there?
Pretty much nothing, really.
Yeah.
I thought, according to the director, that, you know, it was a lot, because he was really definitely worried about, I guess, in some aspects, character balance, and, you know, even though there was a significant imbalance in Smash Brothers. He was definitely worried about that. He definitely seemed like it was a very methodical thing from beginning to end. But now, you know, seems like the sky's the limit. Especially with that new, what was it? Smash Vote? I believe that's what it was called.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Smash Vote, where, you know, people can like write in their own characters.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea what you can write in?
Dunban, probably, from Xenoblade.
No, I could say, what, no love for Hereupon Ricky?
I mean, well, Ricky's already in there, like, twice.
Don't care. You can never have enough.
Even once. It's time he got his due. Or, no, wait, we all know, Ryan.
Y'all, and, like, every taunt and attack is, and even when he's flying through the air, and so they're going, like, ah! You know, in terms of pain, he just goes, now it's Ryan time, as he's flying away. Or, like, in the distance, now it's Ryan time.
Exactly. See, you know what? We should start a campaign right there to have Ryan in there.
Viewers, go to the Smash Vote, every Ryan, and when you say why, because it's Ryan time.
Exactly. Hashtag Ryan time.
Hashtag Ryan time.
Let's make that a thing as well. Hashtag Ryan time.
Here we go.
What was interesting to me, though, about the new Smash voting website that they're gonna have is that you write your own character in there, but there's not like a pick of like a pre-select.
You're right.
So it's not like you're a Splatoon character here. Here's Captain Toad. Here's Bayonetta, which will probably be another one that's or another character that's frequently requested on the website.
What about Simon Belmont? I always thought it'd be cool to see a Belmont, you know, from the old Castlevania games, like, show up in Smash.
You're right. That would be. I never thought about that, but I'm surprised that Nintendo hasn't taken advantage of a character from the Castlevania series.
I feel like you could easily utilize all of his weapons, like the Vampire Killer Whip, as, you know, to grapple onto an enemy or to grab onto the side. You could use his little crucifix boomerang, his holy water, his axes, his daggers. I mean, the guy's got a plethora of weapons.
That's very true. And that's just what we've seen with like Mega Man and like Link and all that, you know, having enough weapons can fill out the moveset quite easily.
Right.
But yeah, so, you know, if you want to go vote for like Simon Belmont, go ahead, but make sure you do that right after you do Ryan time.
Yep.
Always Ryan first.
Everything is Ryan time.
Everything is Ryan time. And moving on a little bit, the other announcement they made for Smash Brothers is the new Mii costumes for the Mii Fighter. And I wrote a couple ones, which is like the Cat Monkey. And then, of course, they have franchises favorites now. So Zelda, you'll see like Majora's Mask you can equip. You can get Dunban's costume from Xenoblade Chronicles. You can get Mega Man X, and there's Proto Man from the Mega Man and Mega Man X series. So there, it seems like they're really like opening up Smash Bros. Even more. So it's interesting to see this be like more of a continual DLC thing. Well, we've seen it with Mario Kart 8. They're still continuing with the DLC trend. They announced near the end the new villager and the villager carts and stuff. So it definitely seems like Nintendo's starting to embrace this model of like continuous support for a big franchise. So like, what do you like? I want to know what do you want to see in terms of like these costumes in the future?
I would definitely like to see more costumes for the fighting class because that's the class I play as when I play as my Mii. Because I play as a sword and the gunner, and I'm like, it's not really my cup of tea. And the only thing I'm getting out of this is a cat suit.
Oh yeah,
So.
that's right. Well, it doesn't the monkey have one? Or isn't the
Oh,
monkey a
actually, yeah, I
fighter?
could be a monkey, which I mean, I guess I could live with that. But I think it'd be cool, like to see, like other franchises kind of throwing in with those costumes as well. I can't think of any at the top of my head though. But I mean, I think it definitely there's definitely a lot of franchises they could pick from that all these characters represent.
That's true. Hey, maybe you can get a Ryan costume.
Hey, there it is.
Hashtag Ryan time.
Hashtag Ryan time.
We're just gonna keep saying that every time we mention Ryan.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and move away from Smash Brothers a little bit to
Yep.
talk about as they have this Amiibo tap, the like little
Oh yeah, the
thing that
greatest bits, whatever Nintendo's greatest bits.
yeah, you put it, you tap the Amiibo onto the NFC, and you know you can do a little yeah, little greatest hits. It's 180 seconds, and you can play like various scenes throughout the game.
Yeah.
And I think it's an interesting way to kind of like add more value to the Amiibos that people are already collecting.
Yeah.
One thing I kind of wonder though, the when they announced it, they said like a random game is assigned to each Amiibo, of course,
Yeah.
according to the franchise. So Mario can have the first Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers. They can have Mario World. But I just kind of wonder, do is that going to be in the future for like all future production Amiibos, or have they retroactively added like data for all the previous Amiibo?
That one I'm not sure of. I mean, I'm still. I mean, I'm Aaron Akubakas. I agree. I kind of agree with some other, of our staff members. I'm still not sold on the whole Amiibo idea. But it is nice that this is kind of a cool way that they can get like a little demo with it.
Right. Because it adds another flavor aside from like this, the collectability, which just, it's just a
Exactly.
huge collectability.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like people need another excuse to collect Amiibo.
Yeah, now they got another one.
And let's see. Speaking of Mario, we're moving straight past the Amiibo tab because there's not much to
Yeah,
go on besides
we
that.
all don't feel the same about Amiibos.
Yes, we've all agreed about Amiibo. The Mario Maker, we got more a little bit more details on that. Not much to announce on that front. They just kind of talk about here's what you can add, here are the different styles. I didn't see anything particularly interesting that we haven't already seen. That you do, I have seen that you can put like a Thwomp in every aesthetic, and then I think a Chainchop in every aesthetic as well, which is interesting because if you know Mario, then you know Chainchop and Thwomp weren't in the very first one.
They were in the third. That was their debut.
That's exactly right. So
I will say, oh, go ahead.
I said, so yeah, that was interesting aesthetically, but you know, nothing past
Okay.
that. Okay, go ahead.
I will say I was blown away that it's the 30th anniversary of the first Mario game. Or not the first Mario game, that'd be Mario Brothers or Donkey Kong if you're being that person. But like the 30th anniversary of Super Mario Brothers for the Nintendo Entertainment System, one of the games that single-handedly rescued the video game industry.
Oh yeah.
It's just so hard to believe that, and I'm looking at my shelf now and I've got two copies of it, but it's just still like, and it is the Super Mario Brothers Duck Hunt bundle because that to me is the only way to have it. But it's almost mind-blowing how like how far we've come in terms of gaming. And it's 30 years ago we have one of the best side scrollers ever.
That's very true. That's very true. When they brought it up, I was like, I was shocked that it's already been 30 years, but I was also shocked that we haven't heard any announcements about that.
Yeah.
But like, they also said that more announcements are to come about
Right.
whatever they're gonna do.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but when I saw the 30th anniversary, the first thing I thought of was, when was the first time I played this game? Like Super Mario Brothers, when was the first time I played it? And I thought about all the way back then. I think it was like 2 or 3 or something. There's like an old picture of me when I was a little, like little kid. Like again, maybe like 2 or 3 years old. I can't remember. It's a bit of a blur back then. But I have my NES controller and I was playing, you know, the first Mario Brothers.
Nice. I probably played Super Mario Brothers 3. I think that was my first memory of Mario.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I completely skipped past the first one, which kind of spoiled me. And when I went back to play the first one as a kid, yeah. I was like, what is this? The screen can't scroll left again? Oh, this is nonsense.
Where's the world map?
Where's the world map? Yeah, where's the world map? Oh, yeah. It's too hard. Anyway, that does kind of put me on a little side street, talking about whatever they're going to do to celebrate the 30th one. If you remember 5 years ago when they celebrated the 25th one, basically all I remember them doing was releasing like a 25th anniversary pack, which was more or less just Super Mario All-Stars from the SNES into a disc. And then you also got like a booklet with like original art and all that.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that they're going to try to step it up this time around. I mean, 25th anniversary, it was a nice thing, but it didn't feel like it did enough to really celebrate Mario as a character and like, you know, how far they did, they've gone with Mario. So here's hoping for 30, they do something like really big.
I think this year at E3, they're going to announce something, now that I think about it. Because, I mean, when you think about it, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword was the 25th anniversary of Zelda. And, I mean, I still think that was a fun title. You know, I still had a great time with it. But, I mean, again, Mario is Mr. Nintendo, so to speak. So I feel like they're going to do something big for him.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think it's going to be? Do you think it's going to be like a... What's that? You say something about Mario RPG?
No, nothing. Not at all. I mean, not saying that Super Mario RPG 2 would be a great thing. And I'm pretty sure now that I think about it, some people are probably going to go to the Smash thing and write Mallow or Geno in there.
Oh, yeah. Geno's going to be high there.
Oh, yeah. You know, Geno will be high, but not until they put Ryan in there.
Exactly. Hashtag Ryan time.
Hashtag Ryan time.
All I can think of is Ryan time. What were we talking about? Oh, yes. Mario's 30th anniversary. Right. I do think they might announce something at E3, but I think it's far more likely that they're going to announce something on their own on like a Nintendo Direct really close to the anniversary. Just to kind of like, they want to keep that like nice and tight knit.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited.
Maybe we'll see like an orchestrated tour, kind of like they did with Zelda when that 25th anniversary came around.
And I live up here in Seattle and actually Redmond. So for you viewers, yes, that means that Nintendo's headquarters is literally right down the road. If I were to get on the 545, it's 2 bus stops away.
So basically what you're telling us, Tristan, is you're going to go knock on Nintendo's door and ask Izumi what they're going to do for the 30th anniversary?
Oh, totally. And if not, I'll just get a giant stepladder, you know, and just like, you know, get up to the window and start, you know, knocking on it.
Okay. We expect to hear a report from you next week.
Oh, no problem. I'm sure I'll be tasered a few times. But, you know, it's all for you guys.
Yep. You know, you're a very giving person there, Tristan.
I've been called worse, but thank you.
Yeah, giving worse is giving, or giving is bad?
In some situations.
Speaking of giving, but this time good, Nintendo has also given us more announcements for this Nintendo Direct concerning Yoshi's Woolly World. We've barely seen anything about this game in the past, I'd say, year or so. E3 was like the last big hotbed of announcements for that game, and then it got quiet again, and then we're seeing it again with like new details about the gameplay. First we're going to talk about that, then we'll talk about the plushie amiibo. So what do you think about this new one? Wait, first of all, I actually had to ask, did you review the last Yoshi game, Tristan?
Yoshi's New Island?
Yeah.
No, that was Alex. Did a review on the new one. He did a great job with it because he managed to take off the nostalgia goggles for this one.
That's very true. Did you play it at all?
Yes, I have it. I have a copy of it, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Okay. So you have, like, high hopes for this next one?
Absolutely. I think the visuals are, you know, for a yarn game, I think it's beautiful looking. Much like every Yoshi game I played, it's insanely adorable to the point where you can't help but smile when you play it or hear the little noises that Yoshi makes and all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely, I'm super excited and super ready to pretty much just gush over how cute this game's going to be.
The game does look adorable.
It does.
The music, though, I mean, this is why I said it with the last one. The music feels like it's going to put me to sleep. It actually sounds closer to Yoshi's Story than it did than Yoshi's New Island. But it's that very calm whistling thing.
Yeah. You know, like, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. But hopefully they try to do something like, well, again, I hate, even though I just said, you know, Alex took the nostalgic glasses off, I'm putting them on. I hope it's some, you know, a catchy soundtrack like Yoshi's Island for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it, that soundtrack had a lot of energy to it.
And it did.
That's what made people, like, you know, love it so much. It's like that, it brought forth, like, that energy, that playfulness that it had. And, you know, people, like, looked upon that fondly, whereas, like, later titles was very mellow and relaxed. And, I mean, that's probably the aesthetic they wanted to go to with Yoshi, but that's just nothing I agreed with. Like, I didn't feel like I wanted to relax with Yoshi. I wanted to, like, you know, have a nice, fast-paced platformer, which they actually called an action game, which I thought was interesting. Did you catch that?
Which one?
They called it an action game.
Yeah, I was curious about that, too. It's like, it seems more just like a cute platformer, if anything.
Yeah. But I guess it won't be that cute, considering they're also offering, like, an easy mode and then a classic mode, which will be, like, I guess, does this sound like you think it'll be significantly harder than...
I'm always going to take the challenge. I refuse when a game says, oh, I'm sorry, is the game too hard? Do you want to go down difficulty? I never choose it.
Right. Or when those little blocks come up in the Super Mario Brothers U or 3D World.
Like Donkey Kong and Tropical Freeze or, like, you know, one of the other ones are like, oh, you obviously suck at this level. Here, for you. And I'm like, no, I refuse this.
Right. Yeah.
I grew up on the old school gaming of NES and Super Nintendo. I refuse to take your easy route.
Yeah, I just kind of hope it's there, but it's not reminding me that it's there when I die too much.
Exactly. Because that's literally the game mocking you, kind of like, you know, twisting knife in the wound and going, oh, man, you really suck at this.
That's okay. Not everybody's good at video games.
Exactly.
Easy mode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it seemed to it covered the bases. Another, like, what is an interesting aspect of, hey, Justin.
Hey, it's Justin.
Hey, Tristan, Matt, how's it going, guys?
Hey, it's going great.
Sorry to join you late.
That's all right. We're talking about Yoshi's Woolly World.
Ooh.
And how cute and adorable it is.
It is. And what about those yarn amiibo?
Dude, all right. Here's one thing. Earlier, me and Matt were pretty much saying, oh, amiibo is with the little greatest bits. Whatever. But then I saw the Yoshi amiibo, so I'm like, oh, see, I would get that. Because it's so cute.
Yeah.
It's unique and adorable, so.
Yeah.
Yes. And it has functionality, too. So.
It does, indeed. You can play as double Yoshi, so you don't feel lonely.
That's right. That's right.
If you don't have friends.
If you don't have friends, just buy an amiibo.
Buy your friends.
Yes, Yoshi will be your friend.
Yes. I like it. The lesson here is just buy friends.
But we're talking about the platforming, like how hard it could be. We're talking about the easy mode as well. Another thing I was thinking about was that they're doing more environment interaction with this iteration of Yoshi. I don't know how much they did it with the last one with the 3DS, but in this one it seems like you can throw eggs to, like, manipulate enemies or manipulate, like, platforms for appearing, which really seems like a very new or a very fresh aspect that the series could definitely use.
Yeah, I never actually played through Yoshi's New Island on the 3DS, but I did see some of the gameplay as far as, like, having that giant massive egg that Yoshi can use, and that had a lot of environmental effects. I mean, it would, like, blast through, and you can get to all these different secret areas. It would bounce quite a bit around.
Yeah, or use the metal egg to actually weigh yourself down in water so you could actually sink.
Yeah, so they had some cool stuff in that one, but... Yeah, I hope they keep adding some new things. From the trailer, it looked like there were some cool bosses, kind of that lava thing that's kind of following you in the one trailer.
Right. What was I going to say? Oh, right. One thing I was thinking of is, well, we might not have seen it in Yoshi's Woolly World. Some of the aspects do seem to harken from Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Yeah.
If you guys remember that title for the Wii.
I didn't play that one, but I've seen it.
Yeah. Yep. I've definitely seen like a full playthrough of that, and they'd had like little aspects where you can like pull this string and a new part of the world opens up, or
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it looks like they're borrowing from that a little bit and kind of blending it into a new thing. Yeah. Which, I can't wait to see there.
Yeah, and they've confirmed that it's two player, right?
I didn't hear any mention about that, actually, oddly enough, because I remember in the other Direct, they showed two-player gameplay, but for some reason they didn't focus any on there other than using the Amiibo.
Yeah, yeah, it seemed like, I remember the last Direct I think they said two-player.
Yeah.
But hopefully that's still in the cards.
Yeah, well, with this two Yoshi aspect, I feel like there's no way they wouldn't be able to. Like, they have no excuse at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can't say, well, we have a computer controlled Yoshi, but we couldn't get a real player to be Yoshi.
Yeah, they could easily do it. Yeah,
I think it's going to be there, but I want to focus on the Amiibo.
Yeah, since they already talked about the co-op and stuff.
So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of playing games with friends, we're going to go ahead and move forward to their next item, which was Splatoon.
Ooh,
give us a few more information on that. There's going to be a ranked battle system, so 4x4 battles will have a ranking to them. This seems to follow up with Nintendo's inclusion for everyone, which is either casual players or hardcore gamers. So, I think a lot of people who are going to be like intense into this are really going to appreciate this ranked battle system. Do you guys feel like you're going to use that a lot?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I definitely prefer doing actually ranked like shooters like that, or ranked online matches, as opposed to the other one. Because the other one, you never know what to expect. So, like, you could even be like, oh, man, I'm absolutely destroying everyone. Yeah. But then you get a wave of, high-ranked players. But in this one, you know your competition.
Yeah.
And you know your competition, and it's also fair. It's, it's fair to both parties kind of thing. It comes to the point where it's all based on your skill.
Right. Yeah.
One thing I really hope is that the matchmaking process is really, really good. Because this is kind of a bigger foray for Nintendo into online games. Especially this kind of 4v4, it's almost like Team Fortress-like multiplayer. So it's going to be, crucial to not have, 2v4, or, you want to have, a full team. It'd be cool if, I could invite you, Tristan, out there in Washington, invite Matt, invite a couple other people, we could all join up easily,
Yeah.
And, get on the same team and kind of cruise through. It'd be cool if you could even, I know with Battlefield, you could kind of create a, not like a guild, but something like that where you had
your little squads.
Yeah, you had your little squads, and kind of like in Splatoon where you can spawn on a squad mate. So if a squad mate's halfway through the level, if you die, you can actually spawn on them, which is what Splatoon's doing. So it seems very squad centric. So I'm hoping we could create a four person pure Nintendo squad or something, and you could shuffle people in and out or whatever. I don't know, but I'm hoping the online multiplayer has some good depth to it.
No, I hope so too, because it looks like so much fun, and it's been a long time since I've played an online shooter, and I'd say they're definitely my guilty pleasures of gaming, just because I'm more focused around games of more story, but I always do love playing the occasional shooter online.
Yeah. Yeah, and you guys, Matt, you got to play Splatoon last year, right?
Nope.
No?
The line was huge, and we ran everywhere, so I could not get a hold of it.
Well, Splatoon, the gameplay is really fun. It uses the gamepad to aim, and I know a lot of people are motion control aiming, I don't like it, but the gamepad was pretty intuitive, and it felt really good to aim and shoot, so it felt a little better even at times than the Wii Remote and Nunchuck. So.
Right. And then, of course, every gaming announcement so far that Nintendo has made, they've also announced some amiibo that goes with the game.
Mm-hmm.
This one's going to have three amiibo immediately. It's going to have an orange amiibo, a blue amiibo and a squid, a green squid.
Yep.
And again, like all the other amiibo, this one's going to have some extra functionality to it, whether that's going to be costumes or special missions. So this is going to be like, I don't know, I guess a way to have like a, what would you say, physical DLC? Would that be going too far in saying that?
No, I would say it's probably physical DLC.
That's pretty much what it is, in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, it seems like it's kind of what they did with Hyrule Warriors. You could get the spinner item, I think, if you use the Link amiibo.
Yeah.
But it looks like, I'm hoping that there's like more missions. You know, like when you get like Far Cry, I think like Far Cry 3 and 4, if you pre-ordered it, you got like 3 or 4 missions, right? And they always do these stupid retailer exclusive missions, whatever.
Play Far Cry. I missed out.
but it seems like, you know, if, with the amiibo, if it could give you like 4 extra missions or something like that, that's pretty cool, because that would almost be like, I don't know, kind of 4 tracks like in Mario Kart.
Yeah. I'm still not buying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that we'll get like a pure Nintendo squad, and you know, our readers can challenge us online if they want.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And it'd be cool like if the squads get ranks, and you know, you have you can level up the squad, and eventually, you know, it has different icons, or you can customize it. I don't know. Stuff like that would be cool.
Yeah, like if you can name your squad too, you know, we could be called squad, you know, well, pretty much Squad Pure Nintendo, and our motto is, what time is it? It's Ryan time.
Ryan time.
That's right.
Ryan time.
Hashtag Ryan time.
Yes. Yeah,
we try and inform Justin on the Ryan time.
Yes. I'm really feeling it.
So what we did is that we were talking about, you know, the whole Smash Brothers poll thing that they're doing where you can, like, type in a character, and we pretty much said that we want everyone, our viewers, to go in there and put Ryan in there.
Yes.
And the reason why you put Ryan in there, because it's Ryan time.
Yeah.
And every time, every noise that Ryan makes is just him saying it's Ryan time. Every taunt, even when he gets hurt and when he's flying out of the distance, it's Ryan time.
I like it. I'm actually going to smashbrothers.com right now and doing it.
Nice.
There we go.
Where is it? Oh, fighter ballot. Got it.
All right. While he's filling out the forms, I'm going to go ahead and move on to our next subject here.
Yes, do it.
Because we have a lot of subjects to cover and not much time left.
No, we don't.
All right. So the next thing is Trevor's favorite subject. DS and Nintendo 64 games will be on the Wii U, or actually are on the Wii U, because I believe they opened up as soon as the Nintendo Direct ended.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say, I was like, I bet Matt downloaded this already.
I have not. I don't think I need Super Mario 64 for a third time.
Why not?
Really? I really want you to think about what you just said there. I thought you said, and I quote, in your, I believe in the Let's Play, this is actually my favorite Mario game.
Yes, it is. But I've already got it. It's on the Wii U, but it's on the Wii emulator of the Wii U.
That's not the Wii U. No, it's not the Wii U. No, not the Wii U.
Well, you know, let's just say that Mario 64 has served its purpose for now for me.
No, I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Yes. You know what would have been hilarious is if, you know, because they announced a DS game, right? Yoshi's Island DS?
Yeah.
And then Super Mario 64.
Mario 64 with the DS?
It would be funny. It's Super Mario 64 DS, Super Mario 64.
Wait, Super Mario 64 DS, Super Mario 64? This is the 64th podcast. It all makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah.
Wow, what a scary coincidence this is.
All right, I'm going back to Smash Brothers, and I'm going to put in Super Mario 64 should be a character, like the literal cartridge.
The whole thing itself. Yes. It's a little great brick, and it'll be indestructible because nothing can destroy those cartridges.
Yes.
Yoshi's Island DS. That was just a remake, wasn't it?
Actually, I might be picking that one up because that was one I missed out on.
Yeah, I missed out on Yoshi's Island DS as well. I heard good things.
Yeah, because you get to play as other babies like Mario, Wario, Bowser, Peach, Donkey Kong. Like,
yeah, that's right.
And if I recall, it was fairly rare. Like, I think the physical release of it was pretty hard to find. Because it was fairly later on in the DS's lifespan, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe the last year of the DS before the 3DS came out, maybe?
Maybe.
Checking it. Yoshi Island DS. It came out in North America in 2006.
So yeah, the well,
No, I guess that's fairly early on.
2008,
Yeah.
right? Or was it 2009?
The 3DS came out in 11.
Oh, wow.
So
So yeah.
I'm way off. I'm way
Yeah. Guess it was just a weird title maybe, but
off.
anywho, I think it's one that a good amount of us are probably gonna pick up and check out at some point.
Yeah, because I haven't heard anybody really even talk about that game. I forgot it existed until they brought it back up.
I'm just excited to see how a DS game is going to integrate with the Wii U. I think one thing is great is that I feel like a lot of us thought that same thing, like, oh, they can totally put DS games on literally two screens. And I think Nintendo's like, yeah, we know.
We're doing
Oh,
it.
here you go. Stop
oh,
complaining.
here's one thing. What DS game would you like to see on the virtual console now that it's been revealed that they're doing it? What DS game would you love to see on there?
Put the rest of the Ace Attorney games on there.
Yeah, that would
How do
work.
you download them?
I was actually thinking along the same lines, Matt. All of the Professor Layton games.
I would down. Oh, the rest of the Mario and Luigi games, like
Ooh,
Bowser's
there you
Fury.
go. Yeah.
But yeah, the Ace Attorney and the Phoenix Wright, the Phoenix Wright games and the Professor Layton ones, because I missed out on a lot of both of those franchises, so I love to play those.
Yep, all the Apollo Justice series. I have no idea what happened. So,
I don't think anyone did, Matt, because it wasn't right.
all I know is bad things happened at the very end because that's what happened in Dual Destinies. All of a sudden, they're talking about like, spoiler alert, I guess. They're talking about like Phoenix Wright leaving or quitting being a lawyer, and now he's got an adopted daughter. And it was like, what in the
I knew
world
he left being
happens?
a lawyer. I know about the daughter thing.
What's
Neat.
that?
I knew he left being a lawyer because that actually wasn't really much of a spoiler. That was a very revealed thing. Because
Yeah.
I saw screenshots. Oh, here he is now, kind of thing. So.
Because it was like, but I didn't know he left. I thought he was just like, I don't
On
know.
sabbatical?
What's that?
Like on sabbatical from being a lawyer for a bit?
Yeah, but I guess because
Yeah.
it's some kind of forged evidence thing.
Yeah.
Yep. See, I don't know. I would like to know. So put those games on the
Exactly.
DS.
Yes. DS, please.
Yeah.
All
What else
right.
we got?
Yep. Rolling right along. There's a lot of indie games coming out there. I'm just gonna go ahead and name them off right now. Affordable Space Adventures, Starwall, Never Alone, Ninja Pizza Girl, Antipole DX, Life Pixel, Badland GOTY Edition, Slain, Runbo, Back to Bed, Space Hulk, Race to the Sun, or sorry, Race the Sun, Doors, Dot Arcade, Swords and Soldiers 2, Toto Temple Deluxe, Rise of the Rails, The Bridge, Tsushima, Nova 111, Wind Up Nights 2, Mutant Muds Super Challenge, Octodad, Don't Starve Giant Edition, and The Adventures of Pip. They've
Okay,
all been
seriously.
announced on this Nintendo Direct.
Okay, Mutant Muds Super Challenge. Seriously. Jules, if you're watching this, like the game wasn't hard enough, I still haven't completed it. Oh, I love it.
All right, yeah, but I mean, that again, it sounds like Nintendo's really like grabbing a hold of those indies to I don't know, drum up some business. I mean,
Awesome.
a few of these though, I have seen on other consoles or even on Steam already, but it's good to see them they're at least coming out on the Wii U and 3DS.
Right.
Yeah.
What's really cool is that, like, I know this is kind of a small thing, but, like, I noticed some of these. I was like, wait, is this blood and explosions happening in these games? Is Nintendo finally appealing to mature-rated titles? This is great. This is opening up so many things.
Yeah, but I thought that as soon as they had Zombie U out, I thought, oh, well, we know Nintendo's going to be broadening everything up.
And even like, I mean, Bayonetta 2, Devil's Third, there's a lot of games that are like very, very mature,
Right, and
on
speaking of
Nintendo's
mature
end.
rated titles, one of the games we saw in the direct that I squealed with excitement because I'm playing the second one right now, Fatal Frame.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah, it's finally coming to the US.
I know. I'm so excited that it's going to be a horror-based game. That's, well, I mean, a zombie was like, man, it was okay, but not in terms of scary. But this is like a really scary game that's coming to the Wii U. I'm super excited for it.
How's that Ron Paul go gif go? It's happening.
Yeah, that's right. It's happening. Yes.
Yeah,
What's
I'm
great
excited
is
for that.
like the game is perfectly suited to the Wii U.
It is. I know. Because there's a camera and you can aim and take pictures. You know what you can probably take pictures of? Pokemon! Make Pokemon stand for the Wii U!
It's never going to happen. But what does happen is Fatal Frame. It's interesting, though, that Fatal Frame has come out, considering the last few haven't made it to America at all. And then nobody said anything about Fatal Frame, you know, coming to the Wii U in the United States, or this latest Fatal Frame. There was, seems to be no hint at it. So I think a lot of people just went, you know, some people crossed their fingers, but I think a lot of people just kind of wrote it off like, oh, that's going to be another Japan thing. So, you know, bringing it to the Wii U, definitely, like, it was definitely a surprise to me. It was a pleasant surprise, but it was still a surprise.
Absolutely,
a horror game coming here.
Yeah, it makes me want to pick up Fatal Frame 2 again and, like, you know, get back to it.
Is there an overarching story between all the Fatal Frames?
I don't think so. All I know is that, you, like, the only, I guess, overarching thing that I'm aware of is usually you're in a place where horrible things have happened in the past, usually sacrifices. You get a camera, and taking pictures of ghosts is what kills them. And it's kind of RPG-based. Like, depending on, like, you know, ghosts you kill, you get experience points. You get the ghosts to cash them in for, like, you know, upgrades of your camera. Kind of things like that. And the game definitely does have some scary, scary appeals to it, especially if, you know, ghosts do creep you out. But what really makes it scary is when it's silent and there's no noise and all you do is see things, and that is terrifying.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. I can see Justin's excited.
Yes.
I think we're all very excited.
Can you play that game with you?
Probably not. But
Come on. She looks like she loves scary games.
She would probably play a little bit. She'd watch a little bit, like, all right, okay, that's fine.
I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for that. Yeah. If I could get the setup by the time it comes out for a Let's Play, I would totally do a Let's Play of that.
Yes, definitely.
All right. And let's go ahead and keep this thing moving along.
Yeah.
A sequel to Pokemon Rumble, Pokemon Rumble World, will be releasing in the future on April 8th. You can download it for free. They have over 700 Pokemon on here. And this one's definitely a little bit more, I think, upfront about its free to play, but you know, you still can purchase
premium titles, kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
Freemium. I don't know why that word escaped me, but yes, thank you very much, Tristan. Yeah, it's
You're welcome.
Premium title, so it's free to play. You can explore a lot of the world, but they have this currency called Poke Diamonds, and you can find them by, you know, completing quests, defeating enemies, or just I think you can use Street Pass as well. I think that was one thing I said.
I think so.
Street Pass. Purchase Street Pass or complete missions. They haven't given us the rate of purchasing Poke Diamonds, so we couldn't give that to you right now. But I definitely want to hear you guys' opinion on this. You know, there's yet another step towards the more bold premium model. They even have a term now, Poke Diamonds. Was anybody else kind of like off-put by that term at all?
Poke Diamonds.
Well, dude, I mean, seriously, you're asking, were we thrown off by Poke Diamonds? When you really look at the Pokemon world, that's like nothing compared to what we've seen in the world of Pokemon.
Right. But I mean, it sounded so, to me, when I heard it, like, it sounded so much to me like what people do when they like parry Nintendo going on mobile games, which is like, you know, you can buy 5 lives for like $1 or whatever the heck, you know.
Right.
It just sounded like that. It just kind of set off like alarms in my head.
Yeah. Well, I mean, have you guys played Pokemon Shuffle at all yet?
You know what? I have, and I have to admit it's actually fun.
Don't worry about it.
It's premium, but
yeah, it's I just picked it up over the weekend, and it's one of those freemium games, and it has, like, those time limits and,
like, you know, oh, you ran out of lives, you got to wait an hour for a new one. Or you can spend money. Yeah.
So, you know, for the gameplay, though, I don't mind it because I'm not that interested in, like, playing it for 3 hours on end. So when I'm done with my lives, I'm like, okay, I'm done, let's play.
Yeah, like, I'm not heartbroken about it. I don't feel invested to spend actual money to keep playing.
Yeah, so it's not as obtrusive to me because it doesn't like constantly remind you like, hey, buy this or
yeah,
you know, like a lot of the mobile games, the worst offenders anyways. But
yeah, but I know what puzzle game you would probably spend real money on, because part of me feels like it would, That what's it called? Had something dragon
Puzzle and
something.
Dragon Z
Couple dragons.
Yes, because like here's the thing.
Mario.
The actual one, I'm like, eh, okay, whatever. But the Mario one, I'm like, that looks like a lot of fun. That looks like something I would spend hours playing.
Yeah.
And you can get both of them. It's a good package, $30 for two games.
It really
Yeah.
is. But again, I'd be worried that I'd just be want to focus on the Mario one than anything.
Yeah.
Well, you can give the other one a shot when you have so completely conquered the Mario one.
That's true. Because, I mean, if you're good at one, you're probably going to be decent at the other.
Yeah, they seem to have very, well, of course they had the same base elements, it's the same series, but
Hi, Katie.
I don't know if there's much
You dropped
in
off some water.
like exclusive, like who has what exclusive features to each game.
Right.
So,
That was
well,
actually something, speaking of that package thing, that was one thing that was really cool about Nintendo, is that like if you buy, like I noticed you're going back to the indie games, like with Mutant Muds, I believe, was that one of them? If you buy it on the Wii U, you also get it on the 3DS kind of thing.
yep.
And with that other game, God, I can't remember the name of
Don't
it.
Starve. Don't
Yeah, if
Starve.
you buy one copy, you get another code so someone else can play too. I
Yeah,
thought that was kind of
that's
really
cool.
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like a
I
cross.
think Mutant Mud Super Challenge also had, you get it on the 3DS, and you there's also a loyalty excuse me, there's also a loyalty program that will, if you bought the previous Mutant Muds, it's like a discount, I think.
Yeah, because I've got Mutant Muds on the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
And that soundtrack, God, I can't get over it.
And
Anywho.
anywho, we're gonna skip past the next two items on here because one is Attack on Titan 3DS by Atlus,
Yeah.
local four-player online co-op, supports the C-stick, and then after one after that is just the Steam updates, allows you to fast forward any movements, and then there's the Hyjinx tournament that starts today through April 5th. All right, and then I'm just gonna move on to the Street Pass update. So two new games, which means two new excuses for you guys to constantly talk about Street Pass at every convention you go to.
Yeah, Street
You're gonna
Pass.
get one. You will fall prey to this, my friend. Because
Maybe, but I think that's all you guys did when we were at E3.
you just don't know the thrill and the rush when you are filling
Yeah.
in the puzzle pieces, my friend.
The puzzle pieces are really the reason why Street Pass.
Yeah,
Yeah,
same thing for
so,
me.
some of the other mini games are okay, but it's the puzzle pieces
I
because I like
don't.
just the 3D dioramas. I just like
Yeah,
seeing that.
that's what I go out to collect. I mean, also, when you think about it, Matt, you're going to be like, hey, what are you guys doing? It's like, oh, we're just on our new Nintendo 3DS is playing Xenoblade Chronicles 3D. Why? Can't you just hear it rhyme time all the time?
Please, I
Is that
know
right?
all you guys will be doing at any convention is Street Pass. That's all you did. Like, if there was a notebook in your hand, if it wasn't there, then it was the 3DS, and you were picking up puzzle pieces or you were playing one of the games.
Yeah.
Matt, what are you going to
There
do
are
when you're
two
sitting
new
in line
games.
waiting to play a game?
What's that? What?
That's the beauty of the 3DS to me. Is that like, oh, the line is going to be long? Okay, click. And you start playing. Like you play a few rounds of Smash or Mario Kart,
Yeah.
and I come in first every time when we play Mario Kart. That was a thing that happened. It's okay.
I guess. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I usually spend my time off time at conventions preparing for my next interview or something.
They look at you being a journalist.
Journalist and camera guy. I have two
Well,
jobs.
what's the animated GIF that says games journalism, and it shows that guy spinning around with the review copy. I forget who it was, what site, but he was so excited that he got this review copy for this game, and I was like, that just kind of throws out your objectivity. But posting a video of you like spinning around like yay.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, like it's not saying that we don't get excited when there's like a big game
Yeah.
that comes out and we get to review it.
Yeah.
But like we get excited, there's a rush of excitement, but then we gotta get serious, gotta get critical
Yeah.
to the best of our abilities.
Yeah. Yeah, because from the outside looking in, people who don't get review copies, and we're privileged to get a lot of stuff,
We are.
they're like, pfft, that's
We're
ridiculous.
privileged.
Games journalists, they're just a bunch of kids with review
Yes,
copies.
we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I will admit that the first time I got a review copy of a game, I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
No, absolutely, dude.
It is a good feeling.
Dude, my first AAA title that I reviewed, I believe, was Legend of Zelda Wind Waker for the Legend of Wind Waker HD for the Wii U. I was freaking out. And It was great. And there's and some people probably think, well, now there's bias in the review. Not really, because the game was amazing. So I had that backing me up too.
I got Pandora's Tower.
Yeah, because I mean, I played games before that were, you know, title releases, and it turns out they were okay. Like Sonic Lost World did that.
Yeah. So,
yeah, there's an example.
All right, and then one more thing to add about for the Street Pass. There's a Street Pass Premium service that will be coming up on April 16th. You can store up to 100 Miis on there. Mm. That seems to be the only functionality they've mentioned. So, do you guys think it'll be worth the price?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping, like, I don't know, to me, especially in an area where I don't get a whole lot of Street Passes, usually I just wait for E3 and, you know, trade shows and stuff like that. But if the premium would, like, get me puzzle pieces quicker, then I would totally pay $5 for that. I may be stupid for doing that, but since I don't get to Street Pass that much here, I would totally do that. Mm-hmm. But to store up to 100 Miis and, like, you could store, like, their birthdays and stuff.
Yeah,
but
fill up a birthday calendar, but they never, like, specified a reward past filling up a birthday calendar.
Yeah.
I thought it was, you know, too few features for something that all of a sudden they're going to ask to charge for.
Yeah. But if they start giving puzzle pieces out, or you get like 5 puzzle pieces per street pass or something like that, I'm down.
then there's incentive for those puzzle pieces. But Matt thinks we're mindless sheep that button, that falling prey to the puzzle pieces.
Only when you guys are actually using the puzzle pieces. Let's see. New Fire Emblem game. They are not new Fire. Yeah. More details on the newest Fire Emblem game. They're talking a little bit more about the customizable avatar. It's now the main protagonist, and there's going to be 2 stories that you can take on, which is the Hoshido side, which is like the more traditional Fire Emblem route, good for veterans and newcomers. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Noir side. It looks like noir, but it's like pronounced noir, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is like the hard mode, I guess. Hmm. So it definitely seems like that. I mean, that's an interesting aspect in itself. Choosing between 2 stories is not unheard of in Fire Emblem, but it definitely seems like they're going to go for more of a deeper 2-story route this time around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So are either you 2 excited about picking that game up?
Yeah, definitely. I really liked Fire Emblem Awakening, and I've kind of been one of those that I've tried out every Fire Emblem game that's come to the States. Like, I think it started with like a Game Boy Advance one, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, Game Boy Advance is where it started.
And so, like, I've tried them. I had the GameCube one. I had the Wii one. I've tried every one that's come out. There's also one on the DS, like Dragon Sword or something like that. But I could never really get into, like, even the ones that had really good graphics, like GameCube and the Wii versions, they looked great, but I just could never get into the gameplay very much.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, the formula in Fire Emblem Awakening, I think, just came together really well, and it was just a lot more fun. I think it helped that you had your own avatar that you could create, and I don't know. Just had a lot of good stuff to it. And it looks like they're just continuing that with the new one, the fact that your character is the main character. And it almost makes me feel like a Zelda game, you know, because Zelda or Link is supposed to be you. So hopefully the new Fire Emblem's like that. It's just an extension of yourself in the game. So.
Hmm.
All right. Tristan?
I never got into the Fire Emblem games. I played them, I tried them out, but it was just a little bit too slow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it felt more like a game of, like you know, more active chess, but it was still very slow for an RPG. And for me, I find it hard to play RPGs where I don't really have, like, I can determine the outcome of it sometimes, but this one was just more of a riskier move in terms of an RPG. Like it wasn't really like the Final Fantasy games that I'm used to in terms of that turn base, or like the Mario and Luigi games or the Mario RPGs where it was a bit more interactive with its gameplay. And it definitely wasn't an action RPG. So for me, it was kind of like, eh. I really wasn't. You know, I tried the demo out of Awakening, and I was just still, eh. I still just wasn't drawn into it. So I'm probably gonna pass on this one too. Like, if someone says, here, try this out, or here's a demo, then yeah, I'll give it a shot. But ultimately, I'm not going to be going on my way to check out this new Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, one thing I noticed, Matt, in the notes, I didn't see the Shin Megami Tensei cross.
I put it up there, and then, because I spent as long as that sentence as they did talking about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was like a trailer, and yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Trailer was cool, but we don't know anything about the gameplay, really.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest, I put the whole thing on mute and just watched the visuals. That song was not doing it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't? You weren't into that J-pop?
Yeah.
No, as it turns out, I am not into J-pop. And then moving on from that, they hinted at, remember, all of a sudden all my words went away. Nintendo earlier in the year has hinted that if you don't like the amiibos, you can always pick up these little cards that should do the same task. And during this Nintendo Direct, we got our first taste of that with the Animal Crossing cards, mm-hmm. along with the announcement of the next Animal Crossing, which is called Happy Home Designing. This one focuses on decorating and designing homes. Don't make me... Hold on. All right, hang on, guys. I have to mute Tristan here. Let's see. Where's that control panel at?
I will not be silenced, Matt. Cannot. Will not.
Anyway, talking about these new Animal Crossing cards and this new Amiibo game. Justin, what do you think about the latest game?
I think it's a good direction for Animal Crossing to go in. Just kind of like this little bite-sized... I think Animal Crossing works well for that type of a mini game.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly think with Nintendo's new mobile initiative, I think Animal Crossing is like a perfect fit for the on-the-go, always have, you know, I always have my phone with me. You know, the people who play Animal Crossing religiously, you know, they're going to be, you know, on whatever the eventual mobile Animal Crossing is all the time. So I think this is like a gateway drug to whatever the eventual mobile Animal Crossing game becomes. But it's interesting. It doesn't interest me at all. But
oh, you should have heard my whole rant while I was muted.
But unfortunately, couldn't. Sorry. Technical difficulties, everyone.
Yeah. Moving on. Next one.
No. Okay. Tristan, do you have anything to share about Animal Crossing home design?
I think it's stupid. That's not a game. That's something you find on an iPad. That is not something anyone should ever spend money on. The end.
Tristan Myman, everybody.
Hey, good thing it's free.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Wait, even the cards?
Not the cards.
That's what I was getting at. It's like that's why I'm like, no one should ever pay money for this.
Yeah. It'll be some free-to-play, freemium type thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Another step closer to mobile, people. Even though they're already going mobile, but, you know. And of course, this is the first we've heard of Animal Crossing what's it called?
Build a Better Home.
Happy Home Designing. I keep thinking, like, home decor, home decoration, like, actually, I'm going to call it I'm going to call it Animal Crossing This Whole House Edition.
There you go.
If anybody gets that joke, I'll be really impressed.
What was that again?
Animal Crossing This Old House Edition.
Oh, really? This Old House? Seriously?
I thought it was a neat reference. Like I said, we don't know too much about it. This is the first we've heard of this latest Animal Crossing. So hopefully they'll tell us about, you know, more gameplay outside of relying on the cards to kind of progress. Not the story, but the gameplay.
You're into that thing.
The whole thing comes out in fall 2015, the fall of later this year. So, you know, we should hear things maybe at E3. So stay tuned for that. And then finally, we're going to talk about the Mario Kart 8 DLC. Just like they've been doing over the past year or so, This new DLC will be 3 racers, 4 cups, and 8 courses. $7.99. The newest racers will be the male and female villager, Dry Bowser, and Isabella. I think that's the name. The dog woman?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. You are. It's just Isabelle. Right?
Isabelle?
Yeah. Okay.
So those will be the 4 racers. And, of course, it's going to be like an Animal Crossing-themed cup, it looks like. Oh, yeah. Or is it 2 cups, I believe? I saw one is called the Crossing Cup. I know that.
Yeah, there's 2 cups, so 4 tracks in each. So 8 total.
Yeah, so, but I don't know about you guys. That was the thing I was like, okay, well, that's neat. But then when they released the new information of a new cup, or a new, like, CC track of 200, I got excited.
That was really cool, yeah.
I'm looking forward to going super, super fast in this game.
Yeah. Guys, I am excited about the DLC, too. But.
Justin, does this mean I'll be able to beat you guys at Mario Kart? Because I'll be faster?
Yeah, we need to play sometime, though. We got to get on there.
We totally do.
I said this on Twitter, but I feel like I need to say it again. Nintendo, just make F-Zero. Just make another F-Zero.
Yeah.
You're clearly going that direction.
I know. Like, they showed even the F-Zero track going at 200cc. I was like, ah, oh, just put salt in the wound.
Oh. Yeah, really. I think they're going to do it. I noticed Nintendo rarely likes to hint at stuff like that and not deliver. Because I think, did they do something similar to that in, like, I feel like they did something similar to that in, for Majora's. Oh. Kind of Majora's Mask. I mean, like, you look at Link Between Worlds, I mean, Majora's Mask was in the game, not subtly at all.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's very true. But that's mostly in, like, well, yeah, they hinted at it through other games. So hopefully somewhere in the very future we will, you know, hear some kind of F-Zero game that will be released.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, please enjoy 200cc Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm. Please understand.
No.
I knew they were going to do 200, though, as soon as they started going in with their, like, this is 50cc, it's good for beginners. I'm like, they're going to announce an even harder mode, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go fast.
I didn't know they were going to call it, you know, 200cc, because they have, like, you know, 150 and then mirror. So I was like, oh, they're going to do some other, you know, upside down. I mean, I guess everything is kind of upside down, but they're going to do something else. But 200cc, I was like, oh, cool.
Faster. Now your controls are reversed.
Yeah.
Really mirror mode.
Yeah. Now it's not even fun.
Now it's not even fun. Everybody gets blue shells.
Yeah. Blue shells for everyone.
Oh, you can already do that in the item customizer.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Not that you'd want to, but.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Said nobody ever.
Yes.
So that was pretty much everything that came to us in this newest Nintendo Direct. Does anybody else have anything else they would like to add?
What were you hoping to see in this Nintendo Direct that you didn't see?
That's a good question.
I was really hoping to see Star Fox.
Star Fox?
Okay. Probably a little bit too early to ask for that, but I guess I remember last E3. It was hinted that it was, you know, going to be, you know, it was coming, and I was kind of hoping we would at least see something to get us hyped for it. But maybe this E3 will see that.
Perhaps. I mean, it's interesting because we're a month away from the next E3. Or sorry, not we're not a month away.
We're like two and a half months.
2.5 months. Away from that. So they're not going to announce anything or anything I thought of that they could have announced. I figured they're going to stay for E3. And then with Zelda, they're not going to, you know, say that Zelda's been delayed and then turn around and give us a new teaser for Zelda.
Yeah.
There
are a lot of people that were hoping, like, hey, Nintendo's going to reverse the Zelda decision. They're not going to delay it. They're going to say, April Fools, here's a trailer. It's coming out this year, blah, blah, blah.
You know? That would make no sense for them to do.
Yeah, really. It's like, you do it. On April Fool's, not like a week, like a few days before it.
Yeah, yeah, and like the fact, like just like Eiji Inuma's posture in that video, you can tell he's very remorseful that they have to delay it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not something he wanted to do. You know?
None of them want to do that.
Yeah. But they, you know, it's like, hey, for the quality of the game, we want to make this the ultimate Zelda game. I mean, you heard him say it, like, you know, to make this open world experience deeper and, you know, better than anything you've ever played, you know, we need more time.
Yeah, really, and I'm willing to wait. I mean, yep. I waited, you know, for other games that have been delayed, and it was well worth it. So, you know, if you want to take more time with it, I'll give it to them.
Yep, and next year is the 30th anniversary of Zelda.
Yeah, so, I mean, it makes it even more special.
Now, these past 5 years went by super fast.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are talking about the 30th anniversary. Like, we were talking about the 30th anniversary of Mario in relation to, like, the 25th anniversary of Zelda. And, like, when Tristan brought that up, I'm thinking, wasn't that just a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Nope. Five years ago.
5 years ago, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know... Yeah, so, you know, just in time for 30th anniversary.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. And with that, I think we'll be wrapping up this week's KoopaCast, unless anybody else has one more thing to add at all.
Oh. It's wine time.
That's right.
That's exactly what I put in my reason when I voted for Ryan.
Yeah.
Why do you think this character should be included? And I said, because it's wine time.
Yeah. Hashtag Ryan time.
Hashtag Ryan time. Let's make that a thing on Twitter, folks. Hashtag Ryan time.
We'll get it trending.
Ryan time. Let's. I'm gonna totally tweet that out here.
Yeah. Same here.
Yep. And before I start tweeting, I'm gonna go ahead and close off this podcast. So, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this week's KoopaCast. I want to thank Justin and Tristan for joining me and talking about the latest Nintendo Direct. And for all of you who are watching, if you would like to ask us a question, you can always go to our comment section of our KoopaCast and write your comment there. We always read it. We'll bring it up for the next podcast. Excuse me. If you would like to talk to us on Twitter, all of our Twitter handles are on this very broadcast right now. We love talking to our fans. So, yes, please tweet us there using the hashtag RyanTime. Or if you would like to email us questions, you can always email podcast@purenintendo.com. And with that, we are closing out. So thank you very much again, and we will see you all in 2 weeks.
Bye-bye.